Today, we are doing a deep dive into an idea that is, well, it's just gold for anyone obsessed with efficiency, achieving infinite SROI.
Social return on investment.
Exactly. It's about creating real, meaningful social impact with, and this is the key, zero financial cost, which means your return is, by definition, infinite.
It sounds impossible, but the logic is solid.
Our sources for this are a series of strategy memos from Kochkar Studios, and they tackle a really tough case study, legacy organizations, specifically Armenian parishes, that are often at what the memos call the peak of Mount Worst practices.
Which is a pretty blunt way of saying they perform in the bottom 10% but believe they're world class. A dangerous combination.
It really is. And so the goal for you, our listener, is to see how these memos lay out a radically simple zero-budget path to revitalization.
And it's all evidence-based, fully aligned with benchmarks from respected advisory bodies. This isn't just theory.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's get into the rules that make this zero-cost model actually work. First up is focus.
Right. The core principle is that any outreach has to be targeted, not general.
Because broad, unfocused efforts just don't work. You get near zero retention, you know, just a waste of everyone's time.
A total waste.
And the memos are so specific here. They say for these groups, you identify only 5 to 7 families. Just 5 to 7. I mean, isn't that way too small to actually make a difference?
It feels that way, but the evidence is absolute. If you're starting from basically nothing, targeting 20 families just means your effort is diluted 20 times.
So you end up achieving nothing.
Exactly. Zero retention. Infinite SROI demands you focus all your energy on the highest value, surest wins. You need an immediate, visible success.
And that list of families has to be confidential.
Oh, absolutely critical. To avoid what the memos call parish politics and internal sabotage. You know how that goes.
I do. And that connects right to the next point about speed and clarity. These organizations, they can lose momentum so fast.
Instantly. Which is why the mandate is for ultra simple written plans. We're talking half a page max.
4 to 6 numbered points. That's it.
Yeah, because studies show that in these low capacity groups, any plan longer than a single page is almost never implemented. It just sits there.
Okay, and here's where it gets really interesting for me. The team structure. They mandate 2-person teams, 1 lead, 1 support. Why so rigid on that?
Because it works. The data from nonprofit institutes is overwhelming. Small 2-person teams outperform those big consensus-driven committees by 5 to 7 times.
5 to 7 times. Wow.
In this context, committees are just. They're weaponized to avoid responsibility. No one owns the outcome. A 2-person team is fast, and it's accountable.
And speed is everything here. Planning in 15 to 30 minutes. The entire cycle is just 6 weeks with a 5-minute weekly check-in.
That 6-week cycle is key. These organizations just can't sustain a major effort for longer than 6 to 8 weeks before they burn out or get distracted. So you need short, measurable sprints.
And the actual communication, the content, has to be just as simple. This is where we see those zero-cost ideas, like that 15-second Saturday video inviting people to church.
Yes. The messaging is stripped to its emotional core. Yeah. Only 3 things to say per contact. 1, we care about you.
2, we want to see you on Sunday.
And 3, we will sit with you. It's about emotional connection, not some big intellectual lecture. That's what actually brings people back.
Which leads right to measurement. You can't manage what you don't measure.
You can't. So the final piece is Sunday measurement. Publicly announce the count of the faithful every single Sunday. Track the improvement family by family.
And you celebrate the small wins, right? +2 faithful this week.
Exactly. It creates accountability and it keeps that 6-week cycle focused. And a final warning from the sources.
Go on.
The outreach must be warm, not social club focused. They warn that social clubs and coffee hour politics can actually repel high achievers, especially younger adults.
Mm.
They want mission, not gossip.
So to wrap this all up, the path to infinite SROI in these struggling organizations is really about radical simplification.
And hyper-discipline. Short cycles, high-value targets, and accountable 2-person teams.
It's a model that shows any group can spark major growth with literally zero budget.
Which leaves a pretty provocative question for you, the listener. If these targeted 2-person teams with ultra-simple 3-point messaging can revitalize such entrenched organizations with no cost, what widely accepted but overly complex process in your own work could achieve infinite SROI by being reduced to its simplest, most disciplined form?